Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. This is the first one I have done in a while, solo style. Most of the stuff we have done lately has been in Nashville and been with artists and everything. But there's been a reason behind it. The last 2 months for me, there's been a lot of change. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on in my personal life and in, I guess, the business sense of this, to where I needed a little bit of a break. I had to tap out for a second. I had to get my mind right. Be real with y'all. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of good, to be real. And there's been some bad. There's been some change. There's been some stuff that, man, didn't see coming. But I'm blessed that it's happened. And that's even the bad shit. A couple weeks ago for CMA Fest, we'll start there. I recorded what I believe is probably the best show we've ever done, with Marty Evans. It was centered around a second chance, faith, just a whole different change of mindset and what it can do for you. And we also the same day had Kimberly Atwood, who's got a song coming out this Friday. So I need you guys to go download it. It's called Sad Summer or something like that, or her album, Sad Girl Summer, I believe. And we also had Jimmy Allen that day. And Jimmy Allen's show was great. Kimberly's show was great. But Marty's was just special. And I can't explain to you why this happened because I still don't know. But the audio didn't work. Video worked perfect. Video looked great. I'm just going to chalk that one up to the devil. Didn't want y'all to hear that episode. So, Marty Evans, we got to get you back on the show and run back through that. Because Marty has an amazing story. And the fact that the audio, for some reason, messed up on that episode. And really, to be 100% transparent, Jimmy Allen's was great, too. Y'all know Jimmy got canceled pretty much. He got blackballed a couple years ago. And all that stuff came out to be bullshit. And his show was great. It was so good that me and him was like, hey, we didn't have but a certain amount of time to do something with him that day. He had prior obligations. But me and him, I became buddies. And it's like, dude, we're going to run back through that. We're going to do another one with you anyway. But, you know, the devil gets to you sometimes. And I know that's what it was. And I know that's, you know, kind of how I want to start with this one today. By the way, what about Deep Eddie's? Anybody that's looking at this, the new studio setup and everything, Deep Eddie's Vodka, appreciate it. You guys have been insane. I cannot wait to work with you guys for the foreseen future. You're just awesome. We appreciate everything. And y'all have got the studio looking right. And I couldn't be more grateful for you guys. Also, TabX, one of our sponsors now. You guys are awesome. I've been posting some of their content online. You could check them out. Modelo's and Corona's jumping on board with us. But let's not forget all the local sponsors back in Georgia. If it wasn't for you guys, I definitely couldn't do this. So thank each and every one of y'all. Every one of y'all. I don't have the list in front of me, but we'll be telling you about all those sponsors soon. We're going to be doing shows with a lot of them. But, you know, kind of what I wanted to touch base with this episode was, you know, I've changed my whole mindset over the past year. Went through a horrible breakup last year. Just got punched in the face by life. All of y'all have heard it. You know, y'all have seen how far I've came since then, with my weight loss, with my mental health, with my faith, with everything. And it started from something horrible. Well, the same shit happened to me with the same person 2 months ago. You know, there were some episodes that I recorded right after the breakup and I didn't air them. I just decided I wasn't going to. I didn't want to go down that road. And, you know, I wanted to be in a good place. I wanted to be a good place if I talked about it. So to the couple of people that I recorded episodes with talking about that subject, I'm sorry I didn't air those. I just didn't want to. You know, I just don't want to give the devil its due no more. I just don't want to make the bad things in my life stand out anymore. I want to be able to talk about them because I want you guys to know that you have to go through the bad things. You have to. You have no choice. If it wasn't for the sunshine, or excuse me, if it wasn't for losing, you wouldn't know how good it felt to win. If it wasn't for those rainy days, you wouldn't appreciate the sunshine so much. And that's where I'm at in my life. I just don't think I take an L anymore. I just don't think I lose. I think I have learning experiences. You know, over the past year, and the past 2 months especially, I've leaned on my faith so much that I didn't even realize what I was doing. If you listen to me and you go back and listen to the episodes from when I got broke up with last, I don't know, April or May, whenever it was, apparently this person just likes to leave people at the beginning of, you know, summer. Probably got her tits out on a boat somewhere acting like a bitch. But teacher, I hope she's doing fine. I hope she's doing good. I'm doing better. But, you know, I'm just fucking with you. If you ever hear this, I'm not even mad at you anymore. You led me down a great road, and I believe that God used you to steer me in a certain way. And without being pushed that way by that person, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I wouldn't be as happy as I am. You know, it takes the bad shit sometimes. I really like to say to folks now, you know, one of the things for me leaning on my faith so much, Jesus would have never got to his cross if it wasn't for Judas. You know, sometimes you got to be betrayed. Sometimes you got to be hurt. Sometimes you got to be broke down. You got to be shattered sometimes to get to your purpose. And when you start having the mindset that had to happen to me, you stop getting mad about everything. You stop worrying about everything. You don't get upset so easy. My daughter's probably noticed the biggest change in me. I don't holler anymore. I don't fuss anymore. And I know it's because I've leaned on my faith. Now, am I still a little wild boy every once in a while? Yeah, I got some tendencies. You know, I'm healing. I'm not healed. I don't think I'll ever be healed. But I think I'm leaning more towards my purpose now. And because I'm leaning towards more of my purpose and I'm not running from it, good things are happening to me. I don't like to simplify everything to a monetary thing. Monetarily, I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm a whole lot better than I was last year. You know, it's baby steps for everything. You can't rush your success. You can't rush the journey. You know, that's what I want you guys to know is I've had this conversation so many times over the past month that it's been crazy. And I don't know if I needed to hear me say it to someone else to really digest it, or if the people that I've talked to about this stuff, if they needed to hear it. But you start to appreciate the journey a whole lot more when you realize when you get to your destination, you're at the end. You know, what happens when I get to my destination? Do I have to start over again? You know, you're supposed to appreciate the journey. You're supposed to appreciate the process. You're supposed to enjoy the ride. I've started realizing that the ride means so much more. You know, you learn so much along the way that sometimes we forget. We forget how precious it is. I just don't want to forget anymore how grateful I am to be on this ride. I have these surreal moments all the time, and it's like I'm a poor kid that grew up in Eastman, Georgia. I've been to jail. I've been to a rehab detention center. I've been on probation. I've done the dumbest shit on the planet. I got fired from my dream job in country radio. Wasn't my fault. I mean, I'll take accountability for most things. That one's not really on me. That one's more about jealousy and dumbasses than it is me. But still, it led me to where I'm at now. The people that I'm getting to be around these days, it just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. And I still have these moments to where it's just surreal to me. I have imposter syndrome. And then I think back and it's like, nah, this is where you're supposed to be. Like, you've earned the right to be here. And I know a lot of y'all probably have that. But think about all the time and effort you put in to where you're at right now. And maybe some of y'all aren't where you want to be, okay? But you're probably exactly where you're supposed to be learning the lesson that you need for the future version of you. And there's a lot of shit. Now, I finally realized, especially with this past 2 years of being in and out of a relationship with somebody, I realized, like, it was the good Lord taking someone and making me into the man that I need to be for a great relationship. To be the husband or boyfriend or whatever that I need to be for somebody, for the right person. And if I wouldn't have gone through hell, I wouldn't be ready. And, you know, I really can't say if I'm ready now. That's only for God to tell me. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm not rushing shit anymore. You know, y'all have heard me whine. You've heard me cry. And you've heard me bitch about, these women, they're bad to me. They're mean. And some of them are. But you're never going to be standing up on the altar on your wedding day with the person you're supposed to be with and be thinking about what people did you wrong. That's just not going to happen. And the sooner you realize that, the more you're kind of grateful for the pieces of shit that's been in and out of your life. You just kind of don't care anymore. And that's where I am. I don't care. I'm happy. I'm happy. I've got my health. I've got grace. I get to get up every day and do what I want for a living. I get to give the glory to God every time something good happens to me because I know that's why it's happening to me. And you know, that's what I want from you guys going into this next season of the show. And that's kind of what all this was for today, is I want y'all to realize there are seasons of your life, and what you learn in the bad seasons is what's going to help you in the good seasons. And if you're struggling right now, especially if you're a man, it's Men's Mental Health Month. If you're struggling right now, I challenge you to see the good in your situation. I challenge you to realize that you've made it through every bad day in your life. Every time you said, oh, this is the worst day of my life, you still made it through. You know, you're going to make it through. And you're going to be better off for whatever you're going through right now. You know, you've made it to it, now make it through it. You know, you don't have to look at everything as bad anymore. You know, everything in life is a mindset. Everything is how you view it, how you want to go about it. You know, you got the choice today. You got the choice when you hear this morning. Do you want to be someone who is constantly pissed off at the world, that's constantly seeing the negative, that's constantly upset? Or do you want to be somebody that, damn, this kind of sucks today, but I know if I keep my composure, if I make the best out of a bad situation, then tomorrow's going to be better. You know, never in human history has being in a negative situation, acting negative, made it positive. No, take the bad and realize you're going to have bad days. You're going to have bad shit happen to you. It's how you react is how you know whether you're getting a blessing or not. I stop getting upset all the time. I stop raising my voice. I stop picking fights. I stop looking at people leaving me like it was bad. One of the things that me and Marty Evans talked about, and I, like I said, the devil got a hold of that episode. There ain't no, it got a hold of that whole day because it was a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, God removes people from your life that you never would have left. You know, you don't even realize who's dragging you down. You don't realize where the chaos is coming from because you're fake happy. You know, so, and it's not the other person's fault. I want to say that. It's just you're happy and you don't see what's going on around you. You don't see that some people thrive in chaos and they're comfortable with chaos. But you shouldn't be. And they shouldn't be either. But until their light switch comes on and they see what's around them, shit, there ain't no fixing it. You can beg and you can plead and you can just want and want and want. But the thing is, it doesn't fix them. Only thing you can do is fix yourself. If you are struggling, you can work on yourself. Watch out for the people around you. You know, you might be so in love with somebody, and they could be the worst person ever for you. Not that they're a horrible person. I don't personally think none of my exes are horrible. I think that we were horrible for each other. And I think they knew it before I did, and the good Lord got them out the damn picture, because it would have stifled me. It would have hurt me, and I could have never had the strength to leave them. I would have never been like, okay, this was a shitty day. I just can't. I can't do it. And that's not being in touch with yourself. That's not knowing what's best for yourself. Well, most of the time we don't know what's best for ourselves, and the good Lord uses other people to line us up, to get us on the right road if we're doing the right things, if we are praying, if we are having faith, if we are walking by faith. You know, I just kind of hope that y'all guys do that. I really do, because it's changed me. This helped me so much. It's made me become a better man, a better dad. I'm almost back to my high school weight. My mental health is better than it's ever been. I just know that doing stuff by myself doesn't work. I've done it for 36 years. I'll be 38 this year. So just the past year, I've worked on myself so much and leaned on my faith so much that this is the first time I've been in a better situation after negativity's happened to me, after bad shit's happened to me. This is the first time. And I just, you got to be proud of yourself. You got to pat yourself on the back every once in a while and just know, hey, if today is better than yesterday, and I keep walking this way, then that means tomorrow is going to be better than today, and so on and so forth. But if you go the other route and you see how negativity affects your life, guess what? Tomorrow is going to be worse than today. You know, I've seen people that just, and I've done this before. So when I say see people, I'm including myself. I've been there to where I didn't do the things that I should have been doing to make it better, to make myself better, to make my situation better. I drowned it in substance abuse. I drowned it in whiskey. I drowned it in everything besides what I should have been. This was like the first time in my life that the good Lord was like, okay, I'm testing you hard right now. I gave you back the person that you wanted, that you prayed for. Now let's see what happens when you get them. And you know what happened? I quit praying so much. I quit eating right. I quit working on my mental health. I changed everything that I had been doing that made me feel better, and I focused it somewhere else. Well, the thing was, he knew I was going to do that. He's already wrote the book for each one of us. He already knew I was going to do that shit. So then what does he do? He takes it away from me. And I think he took it away from me, and in the way he took it away from me, to see how I was going to react. I had a pity party for about a week. But even in that week, I wasn't as tore up as I was all of last year. Or I went like for a couple months last year when I went off the rails. And I knew it was because God had me. It didn't take that long to click in this time. It didn't take that long for me to find it this time. I knew that if I leaned on my faith and I leaned on Him, where I would be in a week or two. Now it's been 2+ months. And everything that I was supposed to do when I thought I was fitting to hit rock bottom again, I never even got close to it. Never even cried. If y'all have saw me last year, I was a fucking mess. I was a blubbering mess. I did shit I had never done before in my life. I was insane for a couple months. That never even happened this time. That never even crossed my mind this time. I never drunk called once. I never drunk text once. I never lost my shit. I went no contact. By the way, if y'all are going through that shit right now, I've never done no contact before. Never. Go no contact. Do it. Do it and pray, and you will see just how quickly it's just not an issue anymore. And you'll start seeing blessings come your way. You'll start seeing, if you're doing the right thing for the right reasons, you'll start seeing things happen in your life that you needed. Maybe not what you wanted, but what you needed. And you know, that's where we all got to focus. That's all we got to. We just got to put it out there that we might not be where we want to be today, but how we react today is where we're going to be set up for tomorrow. I just don't want to get upset and pissed off or mad no more. I don't want to feel like someone got the best of me anymore. I don't want to feel like I lost anymore. That I took an L anymore. Now, I know how I handle it is going to show me where I'm going. I'm telling you, try it today. Try it in the next bad situation that comes across you. How you react to that is going to determine where you end up. It has been the craziest thing for me. I've learned patience. I've learned to... You know, you're not supposed to pray for patience. You're supposed to figure patience out, right? And now I understand why. The reason why you're not supposed to pray for patience is because what you're going through right now is what you're supposed to be going through. You are supposed to be observant of your surroundings. You're supposed to pay attention to what's going on in your life. One of the things that helped me so much over the past couple months, and just, it was just, like a ton of bricks when this hit me. Shout out to Keon Henderson. You guys should listen to him a whole lot more than you listen to me. He was saying in one of his sermons, and y'all please listen to this part because this helped me so much. He said, anytime you're struggling or going through something, ask yourself 3 questions. What is God doing in me? What does God want from me? And where is He taking me? Okay. When I realized what's He doing in me, He was reminding me to put my faith first. He was reminding me, don't get so obsessed with someone or something that you forget to put your faith first. Because if you do, I'm going to take it from you, and then you're going to have nothing but your faith. Okay? I had, like I said earlier, wasn't paying attention to my sermons and devotionals like I was. I wasn't watching my weight and eating correctly like I was. I wasn't working on my mental health. I was walking on eggshells around somebody. Like, I just wasn't focused on what I should have been focused on. Second thing. What was it? I done forgot them. It's, what is he doing in me? What does he want from me? Ask yourself, what does he keep pushing you towards? I know that my purpose is to help people with their mental health. I know that he has given me roads to go down in life that I had to go down, to struggle, to be at rock bottom, to be where when I speak to a guest on this show, whether it's about, you know, even the OnlyFans girls, artists, social media personalities, comedians, whoever, we always end up back on mental health. We always end up back on mindset and perspective. And I know that's what he's done to me. I know that's the road he's took me on. That's why I've had to go down those roads, because once you go down them, you know how to walk them, how to navigate them, and then you can share it with whoever. So whatever bad stuff you're going through, you're not just going through it by yourself. You're going through it so you can help the next person. Okay? And then the last question was, where is he taking me? I don't know where he's taking me yet, but I know coming out of that situation, walking by faith every day has got better. Every day has led me to working with someone new, someone great, sponsors that we've never had before, businesses wanting to come on board with us. So he's taking me in a direction to where I believe that this message is going to get bigger, that the mental health thing and helping people so they don't feel alone and they know that their struggle isn't just theirs. I know that's where he's taking me. Now, if he ever leads me on a different road or I'm wrong, I'm sure he'll slap me in my face. He'll let life knock the hell out of me. And I'll be on the road he wants me on. But for right now, I think that's what it is. Crazy thing that I was telling Marty, and I wish y'all could have heard that episode, is every time I go out now, every single time I go out, somebody ends up talking to me about mental health, or they end up talking to me about my faith. Every time. And it's always, you know, I see your social media. I see that there's been a change in you. You know, what did it for you? And I tell them, and I'm proud to tell them, to, you know, where I started from to where I'm at now. And, you know, it's almost like I feel like a barstool preacher sometimes, to be real with you. I don't think he's called me to do that. I think that he's called me to help people and to make people not feel alone and to know that they don't have, you know, to settle for that last resort. They don't have to be scared. They could know that someone's there for them. And I think when somebody sees somebody like me that's been through hell and back, that makes it public, and then you see a change in them, you know, I want to be evidence. I want to be evidence that leaning on your faith will help you so much. I want to be that evidence. And people are starting to see it. That could be the only thing that really makes sense of my life. That'd be the only thing. Like, it's, and also too, you, once you get to where you start looking back on things and you realize, oh, that had to happen for me to be here, everything starts making sense to you. And I'm telling you, the past 2 months, nothing has been where I couldn't understand it. And that's because I leaned on my faith. And I surrounded myself with good people. And I didn't decide to drown myself in substance abuse or anything like that. Like, I did the work. I did the work last year. So when pain came up this year, I was ready for it. And that's what you guys got to do. Preparation. Do the work. and you'll be ready for anything. I can't tell you what your work is going to be. I really can't. I can't tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. All I can tell you is where I've been and all that stuff. So look, practice patience, practice leaning on your faith, practice all of that. I just want you guys to know that there's a better option than losing your mind. You're not alone if you're struggling with your mental health. Fellas, if you need to reach out to me, you reach out to me. I love you guys. This is the start of a new season for the show. So we'll be dropping episodes a whole lot more frequently now. So y'all just be ready. This was just a little teaser of some stuff coming up. But I just really hope that all you guys work on your mindset. And if you're listening to me, just know I had to do the work. I had to cry the tears. I had to suffer. But suffering made me stronger. And I hope that you realize that whatever you're suffering through right now is going to make you stronger. And the more you remain positive about that, the quicker your situation is going to be over. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We'll see you on a couple days with some brand new episodes. Thank y'all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.